on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Welcome back to From CN to CA. I'm your host, Hai Tong. Today's show is all about Japanese city pop. It's fascinating how music from the late 70s and 80s has found a whole new audience decades later. Thanks to the internet, songs like Plastic Love and Stay With Me have reached millions of listeners who weren't even born when they were first released. Maybe it's the warm analog sound, the funky bass lines, or simply the feeling of driving through a city at a summer night. Whatever it is, city pop has never really gone out of style. So for the next half an hour, let's dive into some of the genre's classics, alongside a few newer tracks inspired by the same sound. Hope you enjoy.
Like your heart. Are you a woman returning to studies or a student mother at Queen's? Let the Banry Center at 32 Bader Lane be your home on campus. Drop in and visit. We offer student advising, financial assistance, study spots, and daily soup lunch. We are open in the summer term, Monday to Thursdays from 9 to 4, or email brc@queensu.ca to set up a time to chat with our advisors. Find community to support your journey at the Banry Center. It might just become your favorite place.
Trauma in my life. I've been so cold to the ones who love me, baby. I look back now and I realize.
No, remember when I held you? You begged me with your drowning eyes to stay.
Touch that dial, because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame. You may even forget your own name. But before you dwell in that house forever, here's 30 minutes of easy listening to some slow tracks on 103.5 Dawn FM.
てない会話宇宙語今どんな人委ねる想像居心地できない譜面上続々押し寄せる心臓ボクボクのシンドロームリプライ来ない問いにウォーリー探せ期限ない裁判自覚ない陶器重ねあのただ愛のままになってた立ってるだけで増える残像砂の城踊ろうとしても引き返せないあの一言既読の海に溺れた冷蔵庫モーター音だけが響く
同じ風を分け合って
分け合って
同じ熱を感じて同じ合図に気づいて同じ名前を呼んで
止めどんな君のこと風を分け合っていこう二度とない夜のこと熱を感じ合ってこう止めどんな君のこと風を分け合っていこう二度とない夜のこと熱を感じ合ってこう
sell some Okasanakoshi.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Good morning and welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Absolutely Frivolous. My name is Cindy and I hope you enjoy the next half hour. I'm going to play for you some comedy. CFRC is full of volunteers. I mean full. We have more than 100 volunteers here at the station and I'm so glad to be a part of this station for the many years that I've been here. CFRC is more than 100 years old, and we are so lucky to still be live and running on the air. If you want more information about our history, please go to cfrc.ca. There's a ton of information there. And if you're very interested in becoming a volunteer here, there's also a section about volunteering here at the station and the application you can fill out. CFRC is always looking for student and community members to join our team on and off the airwaves. We have many opportunities for station volunteers to make an impact in the community while gaining new skills. Volunteers at CFRC contribute in many ways, including producing music, spoken word radio shows like Absolutely Frivolous, doing podcasts, engaging in live sports coverage, reading local news reports, DJing live events, helping to maintain our music collection digitally and analog, and interviewing local musicians and facilitating live studio performances, and of course, so much more. If you want to join the fun, please complete a short volunteer application form on our website, cfrc.ca. Absolutely Frivolous is all about comedy. We play different things. We do stand-up comedians mostly, but we will play the odd funny story, funny song, even occasionally an interview. Up next, I have Ed Gamble. He is a very, very funny comedian. He's an English comedian, podcaster, and television personality. He is best known for co-presenting Off the Menu podcast with James Acaster and appears on comedy panel shows including Mock the Week and Taskmaster. He was brought up in Wandsworth and Rains Park, Southwest London. His mother is a nurse and father a solicitor, separated when he was 4, and he was raised mainly by his mother. He has a younger half-sister and a younger half-brother on his father's side. He attended Durham University, where he studied philosophy and met fellow comedians Nish Kumar, Nick Muhammad, and Tom Neenan. Before he worked as a full-time comedian, he worked jobs which included short stints of manual labor. He did data entry, and he worked at the Rains Park Tavern, a pub that was surprisingly dangerous for that area. And on more than one occasion, when he arrived for work there, there was an ambulance parked outside. Here he is, Ed Gamble, talking about being a diabetic comedian on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Beginning of last year, me and the 3 other comedians went on holiday to New York City, and there was a big snowstorm, and we all got stranded, and we couldn't get home when we thought we were going to get home. So I didn't think it was much of a story, but it actually made the BBC News website. The fact that me and 3 other comedians were stranded in New York City made the BBC News website of 4 comedians stranded in New York City. And I'd imagine as people read that, they probably thought, 4 comedians stranded in New York City on the BBC News website. I'd imagine we've heard of all of these comedians, have we? No. Please adjust your expectations, dear reader. Because 3/4 of that article was dedicated to explaining who the f*** each one of us was. Everyone got their own little paragraph. Now, I'll be honest, that stung initially, but then just quite excited to get a little bit of press from the BBC. That's always nice. Your own little description. You can take that description, pop it on a poster, sell some tickets. Lovely. Here's what they actually went with. Diabetic comedian. Now, this annoyed me for a number of f***ing reasons. Firstly, because yes, it's technically true, he'd done some research, right? I am type 1 diabetic, I am a comedian, put those 2 things together, I can sort of see how he arrived at diabetic comedian. But I'm here to let you know tonight, diabetic comedy is not a thing. That is not a genre of humour that exists. Hope none of you read about me on the BBC News website, and that's why you've come to the show tonight. No, look, Cheryl, a diabetic comedian. I've never heard of such a thing. It sounds very groundbreaking, diabetic comedy, doesn't it? Well, your mother's diabetic, isn't she? Get her a ticket as well. I wonder what he's going to do. What is this diabetic comedy? Puzzling. Is he going to come out here, test his blood sugar level, and we can all guess what it is? Maybe he's going to do some high-octane Def Jam-style humour. Or as it's known in the world of diabetes, no jam for me, thank you very much, humour. Hey, guys, you know when you're doing your insulin, you got to rotate the injection sites, haven't you? Because if you don't, the area becomes lumpy and hard. Well, I guess I've been injecting it to my It's impossible to do diabetic comedy, mainly because people don't understand enough about diabetes for me to be able to do successful observational humour about it. It would only work if it was a room full of diabetics, which it never is. It's normally no diabetics or one diabetic. Give me a cheer if you're diabetic. There he is. What's your name, my friend?
Richard,
nice to meet you. Type 1, type 2?
Type 1.
Good, OK. Any type 2s in? Good, doesn't count. So, should understand there's a lot of beef between the two communities. Has to be beef because that has no impact on blood sugar level. See, if I came out here and did an hour and a bit of diabetic comedy, it would be pure silence from you and then just Richard losing his mind at the back. Which would be worth it once or twice. Because people get confused. I think it's my life, so I think it's a fairly simple condition to understand. But people get confused in day-to-day. Like, I brought some of the equipment that I use with me, right? Okay, this is my insulin pen. This is how I get the insulin into my system. The way this works is I screw a little needle onto the end of there. There's a cartridge of insulin in there. I dial up how much I want, and then I just stick it in wherever, like a dirty little medicine slut, right? Regularly... Richard, by the way, I'm on Humalog. What do you use?
Act Rapid.
Oh, cool. So that's a level of banter. That's the diabetic comedy banter out of the way. I don't think I've heard of Act Rapid before, Richard.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Not bad. Thank you, Richard. Humalog takes like 20 minutes to really sort of kick off and get going. What about Act Rapid?
About 4 seconds.
4 seconds? That's pretty rapid. Sweet, Act Rapid. Hang around after the show, we'll have a chat. Well, I use Humalog because I live in the dark ages. May as well suck it out of a f***ing pig. I regularly just do this in public, right? But it confuses people who might happen to see it. Like, I did it in London the other day. A woman shepherded her child away from me like I'm some sort of horrible drugs man. Where did she think I'd come from to take heroin with this? The f***ing future, look at it! Also, don't move your child away from me as if I'm suddenly going to go, ooh, some for the little one! Share and share alike, 'tis a lesson he must learn. I show you, you're probably thinking, well, that's how you do your insulin, Ed. How do you test your blood sugar? Good question. I do that with this, which is called an AccuCheck Mobile. Richard, what do you use? He's dead. That can... Sometimes that can happen. That's how quickly we can slip away. Sometimes Act Rapid is too rapid. There's not enough time to alter your mistakes. R.I.P. Richard, hashtag pray for Richard. So here's how this one works, right? Here's how you test your blood with this. I put my finger there, press this button, a little spike shoots in and out like a James Bond shoe, right? Pierces my finger, I get the blood on the end of it, put it in the machine, calculates my blood glucose level reading, I look at the screen and I act accordingly. Again, regularly do this in public and it confuses people. I did it in a cafe the other day, a big communal table. A man who I do not know leant over to me and said, ooh, is that your phone? What contract did he think I was on that it demanded a blood sacrifice? Even people that I sort of know are friend of a friend the other day saw me do all of that, looked baffled for 20 minutes, then pointed at this and said, sorry, mate, if it means to ask, is that your vape? My f***ing vape! You've seen me put blood in it, you maniac! I know they get pretty wacky with the flavours, but I think hemoglobin might be taking it a step too far. I hope I'm not getting too angry about the type 1 diabetes stuff, by the way. If you don't know about type 1 diabetes, it's not your fault. I think it gets misrepresented in the media all of the time, right? Especially in things like films or dramas. Quite often a scriptwriter will put in a type 1 diabetic character for a bit of peril, bit of medical peril, and then do no further research into the condition they're writing about. So my favourite example is a 90s action film starring Nicolas Cage called Con Air. Solid 90s action fare, unless you're watching it from a type 1 diabetic perspective, which there is absolutely no reason you should have ever done that before. So there's a type 1 diabetic character in that film. But halfway through that film, he goes sweaty, shaky and pale. All the classic signs of a low blood sugar level. He then asks for his insulin, which is injected into him. He's then fine and runs around shooting people for the rest of the film. Listen to that. A couple of you laughing. The rest of you just sat there going, yep, that sounds fine. What's wrong with that? As he's diabetic, if he's feeling ill, give him his insulin. It works for everything. It's like Calpol for those guys. No, I have already told you what insulin does. Insulin reduces blood sugar level. If you give insulin to a man with an already low blood sugar level, you will kill that man, and this is why my girlfriend won't watch films with me anymore. That and the time I made her pause Charlie in the chocolate factory to calculate how much insulin I would need to take a swim in the chocolate river. Well, if it's Act Rapid, you could just sniff it and it'd be all right. Getting more angry about the Act Rapid thing now. She said, my girlfriend said, just relax. It's supposed to be a fun film. Right? She's probably right. Way more fun in an action film to jab someone with a big syringe than they pop up and start blowing suckers away again. Rather than the scientifically accurate version of that, which would be to set the character up comfortably and feed him jelly babies for 15 minutes. And that, by the way, is the scientifically accurate version of that. I've not just picked the most whimsical sweet I could think of. The NHS recommends jelly babies to type 1 diabetics to get their blood sugar level up quickly in an emergency. Jelly babies. And that is fine when you are diagnosed aged 11. Since then, they have offered me no alternative. I am a fully grown man who carries around a bag of jelly babies with him 24/7. Do you not understand? That is the creepiest sweet a man can have. Because if you meet a grown man who's got any bag of sweets on him at all times, it gives off a certain vibe, doesn't it? But when the sweet in question is a little naked baby, when I'm carrying those, I feel like I should put myself on a register. I can live in this nightmare where one day I'll be walking past a school at the end of the day, accidentally trip over and spill jelly babies all over the floor. Parents are panicking, calling the police. I'm scrabbling around going, no, please, you don't understand. I have an illness. Someone sat down there who tried to start a round of applause and it didn't look like you were going to go.